Recording with the family in mind, 3, 2, 1. African Americans have a very limited sense of who can address our financial problems. With the family in mind, I'm Valerie Coleman Morris. At the top of the list is the federal government, but I ask you, do you know the politics of the bank or credit union or other financial institution that you put your money into? If you don't, find out. Make sure their politics are going to be good to your wallet and your economic concerns. In this new recovering economy, it's not about being black when it comes to the color of money. It's about openly and knowledgeably not being victimized by lack of basic and continuing financial education and growing knowledge. It's your money, so take it personally, is the message, because if you don't, the ramifications will be on you. People have to stand alone in this economy. Power comes through wealth building and wealth management. You will have to become self-reliant in order to successfully recover from this recession. The first step toward self-reliance is personal money management, which gives you financial emancipation, financial freedom. Financial freedom is achieved by becoming and staying financially informed. It's about being responsible with your money, however much or however little the amount, because it's your money, so take it personally. Being financially responsible means, for example, managing the number of times a month you get money from the automatic teller machine and making sure you only use your own bank's ATM rather than paying the additional $2 to $4 charge to get cash from another bank's ATM. Having a sustainable recovery from this recession for people of color is knowing when to cut your losses and knowing your liabilities both in dollars and cents and the things that trigger your spending. I'm Valerie Coleman Morris with the family in mind.